Sometimes you want to laugh. For all the other times, there's this.
Connect to the Wi-Fi from next door. Cause you know it's time for the Ash Kip and Lutzy podcast. 106.9.
Friday morning.
Hey-o.
Dobbin a jobber. 13 24 10 is our number if you have a jobber to nominate.
Yep. What's a good prize? Fire them up.
Incentivise
there's a bit on the board, actually.
Yeah, there's a good pick of the board. We've got tickets to Logan. We've got tickets to Great Wall, the movie. Rings.
It depends who wins, I guess. Because we can just judge people.
BRC tickets.
On their voice. You know, sexual persuasion. There's a lot of different things you can go into here. Their race.
Yep.
A lot of things you can judge people on these days.
Okay.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
You can do this. No, you can't.
You can't. So 13, 24, 10. We'll give a pick of the board.
All right.
For the best job.
That's a good idea.
There's some good stuff.
All right,
we'll
run through the board.
Yep.
And then you can choose what you want if you're the jobber of the week.
That's quite a board.
Mm. 13, 24, 10 is our number if you've got a jobber to nominate.
Jobber and a jobber!
13, 24, 10 is our number if you've got a jobber to nominate.
Boards have lit up, so let's kick it off with... Oh, what's going on with the phones here? Oh, no. No, full board too. AJ, you there, mate?
Yeah, mate. How are you?
Out of Waterford, self-nom. What's going on?
Yeah, so what we do, we've got to pump out your holding tank for on the construction site, your septic tank.
Yeah. I love this story already.
Yes.
So the truck's parked about 40 metres away from the actual tour. I couldn't see it. I've tucked the hose in, turned the truck on, away it goes. I look over to see the toilet and there's septic blowing everywhere. I had the truck in reverse, not stuck.
Oh, no.
So instead of sucking
out the tank, you were pumping into it.
Blows into it.
Yeah, I was blowing air into it, blowing septic everywhere.
What do you do?
Oh, mate, it happened. We had to clean her up clean her up.
Clean her up. That's a rough day. Oh, yeah.
Well, was it a good start in the morning?
No.
Oh, God.
Good nomination.
It's insane what people are dealing with out there, eh?
That's rough.
Why he goes, shit happens.
Shit happens. Why do you even have that option?
Why is there a blow option? At what point do you need to blow it?
Get it removed.
Dean, what do you got, mate?
I was at work on Monday, and the phone rings. I couldn't quite answer it at the time, so... got the voicemail, checked it was Ipswich Police. I'm thinking, I better check this out. So I rung them up, and then they've gone, knew the registered owner of this car, number plate. I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm thinking my car's been stolen. No, it wasn't stolen. It had been reported in a fuel run.
Oh, okay.
I was like, no, not likely.
Yeah.
So I've had to leave work early, go in for all the questioning. And the cop is like, mate, we've got the CCTV photos here. I'm like, yeah, sure, no worries, go get them. He's come out, he goes, that doesn't look like you. I'm like, well, I could have told you that.
But it was your car.
So your car did get flogged?
No. No, wasn't my car at all. I said to the cop, I'm like, I've got my car here, you want to go have a look at it? He's like, yep. He comes out, I've got a Ford Falcon XR6.
Yeah.
What year?
No, don't.
2010. 2010.
Yes.
And the cop is like, your car has a rear spoiler on it. This one doesn't.
Yeah.
Your car has a tow ball on it. This one doesn't.
Whose was it?
He goes,
what car was
yours?
Just
completely. Well, it gets better. It can. My fuel flap's on the left-hand side. This one's on the right-hand side.
Right.
The car that done the fuel run was a Subaru Liberty.
Right.
And you got a Ford Falcon 2010. Bloody hell.
A terrible case of mistaken identity.
I still have no idea what's going on there.
Josh. Josh out of the switch.
Josh, can you top that, mate?
Mate, my friend, Bob Paul. And we were looking for the short screed.
Mm.
And he said, where's that screed gone? And he goes, oh, it's under the concrete over there. I said, what do you mean? Oh, well, we poured over the top of it. I said, what, you think to pick it up? Nah, he just thought we'd watch fucking fill this thing full of concrete.
So as they poured the concrete, it just gone over the tools, and the apprentice is going, "Oh, gee, that's interesting that they're doing that." Yeah. I'm surprised they don't need that later on.
It's a time capsule. We'll dig that up one day.
Well, one day they'll want to see what tools we were using for this.
Oh, hey, James, more. New Farm.
G'day, boys. So a good friend of mine's gone for a trip over to Japan, and her partner at Christmas time bought her a couple of Harry Potter books. Yeah. And he thought it'd be nice to give her some extra cash for a trip, and she opened it up, and the money fell out. She goes, "Oh, it comes with wizard money as well." And I'm just
saying, wizard money!
Just some Japanese money.
Of course, the wizard money's useless as she lets it fly.
Yeah! Like yeah. It rain with wizard money!
A million yen.
Oh, that's hilarious. Andrew out of Brighton, who's the job of Andrew?
Oh, mate, the job is that fellow who rang up about his car getting stolen. That story's absolutely dragged on.
That is self-nomination.
Good nomination.
Nah, good nah, win nah. For the story.
Well done, Andrew.
All right, I'll finish it off, Amy.
Hey, boys. I went to Airlie with my partner to visit my family, and my auntie actually organised her boss's car for us to use over the weekend. So we got to her house and we took my uncle's to go play golf at Bowen. And on the way, the cop car just came flying up behind us. So with the sirens on, I was driving and I thought I'd pull over into the survey to get out of his way. And then he followed us in, and all of a sudden he's tapping on the glass and he's like, "Get out of the car now. Get on, you know, put your hands on the bonnet." And I thought, what's going on here? The boss actually forgot that he lent us the car and reported it stolen.
Oh my God.
He lent you a car. Yeah, it wasn't a Subaru Liberty by any chance, was it?
No, we're joining the dots eventually.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty good.
Where do you go?
All right, so we had the septic tank to kick us off. It was on blow instead of suck.
I like the apprentices concreting over
with the concrete over the tools. That was good. I'll probably
the wizard money. Wizard James money. At a new farm. That was good.
That probably gets my vote. Actually, the wizard money.
Yeah,
it's got wizard money. Here you go, Ash.
Okay. Well, so what is it? The concrete or the wizard money? Okay. I'm going to go the concrete over the tools.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Nice, Josh.
Josh is getting on with his day.
Yeah, he's got the radio up in the background and he's not listening. So, what do we got for Josh? Why don't we send him to a couple of movies? Double Pass to Great Wall, starring Matt Damon. That's in cinemas now. And also a double to The Rings, Dare to Watch, Dare to Die, which is in cinemas now. A couple of good movies there.
And give him that Logan one with Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, why not? All
there
three.
Go. There you go.
So, that's Event Cinemas March 2nd. That's out. So, Double Pass to see Logan as well.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Novak Djokovic, I think he's still the world number one. Must be thereabouts.
Know, yeah.
It's either him or Rafa or... No, it'd be Novak. He's... Or whatever. Yeah. Novak Djokovic, you know who he is. Yeah. Or Andy Murray.
He's always top four.
Yeah, he's always there or thereabouts. Mm. But I'm not as
technically savvy.
Technically savvy as what you are, Lutzy. And what? I know you're...
Keep going.
Yeah, but you're like
in what way?
Well, I mean, you're into this, that, everything else. Like, I only just opened Instagram on Monday.
You mean with social media.
Social media. Yeah, right. Mm. Facebook Live has passed me by. Like, I've got a Facebook thing, but I've never got into Facebook Live. Are you a part of that?
No, I'm not actually.
We've done a couple of things from time to time on the show, Maddie, haven't we? Facebook Live, like we can go live with.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've done it on the show. I don't think I've ever done it personally.
It's dangerous. I accidentally did a Facebook Live the other day.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
I don't know how it happened. I just got a message from a girlfriend and she said, "Do you realise what you're doing right now is being streamed live on the internet?"
God. What were you doing?
I was actually putting the dog in the car after going for a bushwalk.
Oh, that could have been so much worse.
So what did you think you were doing? Did you know you had your phone?
I just had my phone like underneath my arm as I was lifting him up into the car, so... Hmm.
Is it just a button that you press for Facebook Live?
I'm not too sure. Maddie, you might know more.
Oh, it's just in the status bar. So when you go to write a status, there's a little icon there that you can click and it just says go live. So it's really easy.
And if you just accidentally click that, then you are live.
Yep.
And it's going to everyone, all your friends. And it just goes to your friends, does it?
Yes.
Anyone that follows
depends,
you too,
yeah. Yeah, depends on your privacy settings.
Yeah, well, Djokovic must be right into it because he was out with his wife somewhere or other and he was filming... himself practicing. His wife was videotaping him practicing, and Novak, I can't really play it because they end up not speaking in English, but Novak was sort of saying, he was looking down the barrel at the camera and he's gone, yo, I want to thank you all for watching, I love you all, you're my friends, my fans, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he goes, thank you. And, you know, it's all over.
Mm.
But the wife didn't press the stop button or whatever you have to press. Oh, what?
Do you think she meant to hit it and she just didn't?
Well,
I don't
know, because Novak comes over and grabs the phone out of her hand. So it's more intimate if I'm holding it.
Yes.
But that's when he goes back to his native tongue, whatever that is.
Serbian, I think.
Serbian.
Yeah.
And then she says to him, well, that's a bit rude. Like, you know,
really?
That's a bit rude. So they start having, like,
a domestic.
Mm. And it's going out live.
It'd be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's pretty scary.
Also
scary how easy it is. I didn't realise. I thought that they must have jumped through some hoops, but if that's just a button, I'm surprised I haven't done it.
I'm just doing it now on my Facebook, and it was literally one button. Right next to where you write, you know, having breakfast, there's a live button, as Maddie said. And that's just, like, you're on it right now, Ash.
Oh, is that why you're pointing that thing? That's so distracting as I was telling that story.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing Facebook Live. That's easy.
I accidentally did it the other day. I'd been to the bathroom about 5 minutes before, and I was thinking to myself, gee, I hope I didn't live stream that.
Yeah. Hey, Dean's on the phone. 13 24 10's our number if ever you want to get involved with the show.
Yeah, Dean, what do you got, mate?
Hey, mate. The Facebook Live button. Well, that's a big mistake when you press it.
Yeah.
I was pre-drinking before FOMO Festival and pressed the Facebook Live button. And all of a sudden, the next day, my mum, all my work co-workers are saying, oh, your girlfriend's got good boobs. Oh, your friend's girlfriend's got good boobs.
What?
So, yes. So don't ever press the Facebook Live button. Otherwise,
It's a big mistake.
Hey, weighing on. So when you were doing your pre-party, your girlfriend and her friends were all topless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ah.
But I didn't realise that until I looked at the video when I sobered up a little bit more into the night, and I saw how many viewers saw it. It was about 1,500 people saw it.
Did you end up with a heap of Facebook friend requests at the end of it?
I definitely did. My friend list went up.
Yeah, we'll grab your details, actually, Dean. If you could get drunk this Saturday night, that'd be terrific. Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Big day at the races tomorrow, too. Ladies' Day.
Is it Ladies' Day?
Boob.
Nice.
I think we've still got a couple of tickets. Maybe we should give...
Let's do them now.
Can we do them now?
Yeah, right now. Tickets for you and three friends to Sofitel Girls' Day out at Doomben Racecourse.
Yep, I'm cutting loose. It's going to be huge.
13, 24, 10. Tickets at brc.com.au. We've got some Bronx Nation tickets coming up soon as well.
Yeah, just throwing caution to the wind. I don't even care anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How's What's-A-Face feel about that?
I'll run it past her.
Yeah, okay. Ash, Kip, Lutzy. Ash, Kip, and Lutzy.
Head to ladbrokes.com.au and become a member now. Ladbrokes, up for the challenge since 1886. Ash, Kip and Lutzy's 20K King.
13 24 10 is our number. We need you on the phone right now. This will win you a Bronx Nation pass and you get to choose one of us for the big kick.
I've got to remember to go to the footy fields this weekend and do some practice.
Yeah. I went yesterday afternoon.
Did you?
Any improvement?
How'd you go?
Honestly, because I want someone to win the money. If you wanted to pick me from in front, I might get it. But anywhere else, you're going to lose your money. So don't.
Well,
don't
everyone can miss it from in front.
But no, so I'm saying from the sides, I'm hopeless. But in front, I was all right.
It sounds
right.
Easy in front. 20 metres is further back than you think it is.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just down.
I was down at Sid's footy at Burley yesterday, and I was sizing it up. I didn't actually practice, but I was looking at it, and I went. If it was 10 metres in front, you almost can't miss. But from 20 metres, there's room there for error.
Yes, like, there is.
I wish it was just 10 metres in front.
So the way it works, if you haven't heard, is you call up now, you pick one of us to kick for you, and then you pick where from. Dead in front, 20 metres out, is $5,000 if we get it in one shot. Halfway to the sideline is worth $10,000. And from the sideline is $20,000.
Yeah.
But we only get one shot.
And if you're a Ladbrokes member, when you call up now, it's another 250, as well as the chance to potentially win $20,000 next Wednesday.
Now, Mitch is another person you can pick. So it's Ash, Lutzi, myself, or Mitch to have a kick for you. Mitch,
you've got to think the King's Son is the person that you go.
That's what the
bookies
think.
I'd be doing. I'd be selecting you, Mitch.
You'd think that. Yes. Yeah, the bookie said that, and so I went out with the old man yesterday.
Yeah.
On his way up to the mountain, we actually went to go to the Broncos because I went and I borrowed some gear from them, got a tee and a ball.
Yep.
And I was going to practice at the Leagues Club, and no go because the Broncos are on the field, and I'm like, I'm not ready for that sort of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like the full squad.
That's the last thing you need.
So went around to West Juniors.
Went to Purtell Park.
Yep, went into Purtell Park.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. Which I had to love. The bloke that was actually looking after the joint, one bloke in the whole place that was fixing some stuff up, and here comes Wally Lewis with the football saying, mate, do you mind if we go and kick a few goals? Bloke nearly lost his mind, which was kind of fun to watch.
Awesome.
But yeah, went out there and I had the same problem right in front. I know we got some audio and stuff, but I missed my first couple of kicks from in front.
This is a bit of audio of Mitch in front.
Ah, there it is, straight between the uprights. Well, it might have taken one or two attempts to be able to practice and get the bad kicks out of the way. Mitch has finally got his straight between the uprights. The pressure's on the other boys.
You got commentary from the King.
From the King, how good's that?
Tips and commentary, and he was on the camera as well.
Third time lucky, was it?
Third time lucky on that one. Then I went to the halfway to the sideline.
Yeah,
and that might be
10 grand. That's $10,000 that kick.
Yeah. Yep.
And see the King.
Oh, 2 out of 2.
Geez. Oh, he nailed it. Ooh,
what about that?
Stick it up your ass, Brandon.
What did I do wrong?
Look, in the moment, I was so excited that I actually got it. I couldn't help but think of your video and how excited you were. And it was like, yeah, there's one up on you. But I think everyone here got the 10K one. But
Let's go to the sideline. Let's see what happens.
Don't pick me from the sideline. That's all I can say. I'd nearly give you 20 grand not to pick me from the sideline. I almost didn't even make it halfway.
I made more contact with the tee than it went 10 metres and the ball might have went about 15 or 20.
Same thing I did. You try and give it to it from that sideline. Duff it.
And I want to just big credit to the King too, because I didn't get it on video because he said, no, you can't do that. He actually did a toe punt from the sideline.
Yeah, what did he do?
In his business suit and leather shoes. Just missed the upright.
Oh.
Like, just nailed it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh. You can't give anything to see that.
And he looked at me because you can't use that. You can't use it. And he actually took my phone. He said, I'll video you doing another one. He deleted the video. So.
Well, you can't pick the King, Jeff. You can pick one of us or Mitch. Who would you like to take the kick, mate?
Although Mitch probably has good feet,
Ash, you're going with Ash. It's the safe choice.
Yeah, it's Mitch or Ash.
Oh, yeah, we all agree. Yeah, everyone agrees.
It's a two-horse race.
And by the way, Lutzi, I don't believe for a second that kick that you put up on your video.
100%.
I don't believe it.
And where do you want him to take it from, Jeff?
Oh, probably halfway.
Yeah, so I think halfway, the $10,000 kick. Okay.
I reckon that might be the game.
All right, mate, we'll see you at the Broncos on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You've also won yourself a Bronx Nation pass for 2017 with 4-game Flexi memberships available from just $50 for kids and $120 for adults.
Brisbane traffic, Nova 106.9.
See John Farnham, James Rain, Shannon Knoll, Daryl Braithwaite and Taxi Ride this Sunday at the Waterfront Sandstone Point Hotel. Tickets at sandstonepointhotel.com.au.
7:15, morning at San Janison. We've got a crash in the valley right now. It's on Gipps Street, southbound, just after Ann Street. Also busy on the Ipswich Motorway eastbound through Darra and Oxley. The gateway is southbound from Bald Hills to Nudgee. The Brutes from Dolly's Rocks Road to the gateway exit the M1 northbound through Sykes Creek and Underwood. The Pacific Motorway as well from Upper Mount Gravatt to Coro Drive. Also Wynnum Road from Norman Park into Lytton Road at East Brizzy. The Amrock Core Plus is now in runout from 43990 Drive Away with free 8-speed auto. They won't be in the showroom for long. T's and C's at Volkswagen.com.au. If we've missed anything, give us a buzz. 3872 6877.
Thanks, Jando. We should mention as well, Ange is coming along and you can come down next Wednesday. We'll be at Broncos training Wednesday morning. Breakfast and coffee provided, and there's 2 wildcard entries on the day as well.
If you're
involved with a kick, yeah. So you can win just by showing up on Wednesday morning.
Mitch, does that mean that, like, if we're doing it from the Broncos, like, the boys aren't going to be there, are they?
Yeah, this
like
is
Sammy and the boys.
This is the day before the game. This is their big training session.
Oh.
And the day before training session as well is when all the fans can come down and watch the Broncos anyway.
Don't pick me. I don't want that pressure.
When this is happening, this is when the Broncos are showing up. They're all driving in.
So the whole team will be there.
The whole team will be there. They have to be there when we're doing this kick.
Ash, Kip and Lutzi.
Just talking earlier in the show about our mate Chris Raimondi, who used to work here.
Chris is like a... He had some great jobs. this time. We went from here to BCF.
BCF.
And now he's at UBank.
Yeah. And all jobs that he loves, stuff he loves doing.
Everything he likes to do.
He's like a really good, he'll hate me saying this, but he's a really good fisherman, Raimondi. Mm. Like a really good fisherman. Yeah. And he's always in the middle of catching something and all the rest of it.
He's on that BCF fishing show once on TV.
Yeah. I see him all the time. There's a service station I pull up to.
I know, he's
got his face. Yeah. But on one of the billboards or whatever. But he had one of the luckiest escapes that he was just explaining to me that him and his wife just had their first kid, daughter.
Mm.
But the daughter arrived 5 weeks early.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did you hear about this?
I saw it on Facebook, yeah.
And so at the time...
Where was he?
Raimondi was fishing. Like, so 5 weeks, he thought that, you know, there's no danger, everything's sweet. And at the time, he was 60 Ks off Noosa in a boat.
Yeah.
And his wife's waters broke.
Yeah.
And he reckons that then she's obviously got in touch with him. 10 minutes later... He would have been out of phone coverage.
Oh, probably missed the birth of his kid.
For 24 hours.
Oh, really? Oh.
For 24 hours. He got the luckiest break that he just happened to be in that one little zone. I don't even know how he got phone coverage 60 Ks out, but he just happened to have like one bar left on his phone, was able to get the message that, hey, my water's broke. This is happening now. And he's had to hightail it back in. And he Ubered it. The boys said the boys dropped him off at the Noosa Bar, and then he got an Uber back to the highway at Coolum and got to the hospital just in time for all of the action to unfold.
So did he get there?
No, he made it. Like that's a lucky break that he had. But you get those premature births like that.
Otherwise,
you can't be just putting everything on hold.
And I'm just like if I'm on my boat or whatever, I never check my phone. My phone goes in a little thing, and that's it. Once I'm on, can't believe he was even able to check it.
Yeah,
I wonder what the other blokes were like though. I wonder if they were all understanding. Like they've they've been traveling for 60 k's
I didn't think of that. Yes, they would have had to
gone. It's a precious new life, whatever.
I bet you that Raimondi was on the boat with, he would have been on the boat with someone who was like a father of six.
Yeah.
He's like, mate, just trust me, they all blend into each other. Like,
you can have more than one, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just catch the second one.
Yeah.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Just that story about our mate Chris who was 60K out, just managed to cop a phone call that if the phone call had come 10 minutes later, he would have missed the birth of his first child.
And he's on a boat for 24 hours.
Yeah, unbelievable. Kristen has given us a buzz, 13, 24, 10, if you want to be involved in the show. Yes, Kristen, what happened?
My husband was working in the mines and up in Gladstone, and my daughter decided to come 2 weeks early. At about 11 o'clock at night, I started my labour, and flights were, they don't do flights at that time of night.
Oh. So how do you get back from Gladstone? What do you do?
He didn't. He had to hold off until 5 o'clock in the morning, catch the first flight out, and I held on. And I wouldn't let them break my waters.
Really?
I got them to hold on until I knew the flight had landed and he was 20 minutes out.
Yeah, hold back your waters. I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. You can hold it?
I wouldn't let them break it.
Wow.
Really?
But he
doesn't it happen naturally?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, not all the time.
Okay.
Really?
Wow. So you can hold on.
Yeah, 20 minutes. He came in the door and 20 minutes later she was out.
You're going to start so many fights today, Kristen. I reckon there's going to be blokes going, just hold it like that lady did on the radio.
You can hold it.
She said you can.
Like, no,
just weren't trying hard enough.
Call the kid Wivenhoe.
So how long were you holding on for? Like that?
They asked me to break the waters at about 6 o'clock and I told them to hold off.
Hold off. And then held off until when? Like 8?
He touched down about 7:45.
7:45.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. You've got about...
Is that the baby or your husband?
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I never knew that.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
I just got word from my brother Brad. that there's pandemonium in their house this morning. Keeps doing
what's the situation? You got Anne, Brad, two girls.
Yeah, Emma and Amy, the two girls, right? So Emma's just started high school. So she must be grade 7. She's about the same age as your kids. Maybe we should hook them up.
Yeah,
one of yours.
Do you reckon that anyone from both, like from our families, would think that's a good idea?
Imagine that.
For you and me to play matchmaker.
Like, and what would that mean? Just quick, before I go on with the story,
yeah, let's
what would
work that out.
If they got married.
So it's your niece.
My niece would be.
Say, got together with one of my sons.
Would, say, which one would be grade 7? Which one would be the closest?
Oh, say, Sid. Say Sid, yeah.
Mm. So it'd be. She'd be Emma.
Emma Bradnam.
Emma Bradnam Luttrell.
Mm.
Well, Luttrell's getting canned, man. That's not even getting
a run. I think it'd be nice to have a Bradnam Luttrell run.
Bradnam Luttrell. What chance of that offspring getting employed?
Who's related, and she's related, Emma's related to Kip.
Yeah.
It's Kip's cousin.
We'd be family.
I know we've kind of touched on this over the years, but it's strangely enough, that side of my family's related to Kip.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's weird.
So Emma Bradnam Luttrell would be Kip's cousin.
Yeah. Lutzi's brother married my cousin.
Lutzi's brother married your cousin.
Yeah, 100%.
Like your proper cousin.
And, my sister-in-law is Kip's first cousin.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
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 So that is bizarre, isn't it?
It really is.
Isn't that weird? So we hadn't met before.
That happened before we met, yeah.
So, yeah, you didn't rock up at Christmases or anything like that?
No, never. Oh, did you go to Brad's wedding?
I think you met my dad at the wedding, and that's it. You met my dad before you met me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. That'd be hilarious. So technically, if Sid got together with
Emma,
then the three of us could find ourselves at a family function one day.
way after all this stuff's burnt down.
Yeah.
Tragically. Anyway, quickly, this just happened at their household. So Emma's got a geography project, which looks to be a large Tupperware container with dirt and a stick with a snail. A snail in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a snail.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's trying to prove by doing that. It's on the bench. They go up this morning. No snail.
Oh, no, it's got
out. It's escaped. And my brother's gone, right, throw out the dragnet. You know, what you cops would do. So it's got to be in the house.
Yeah, okay. Couldn't have got far.
So they're looking everywhere in the house.
Yeah.
And then eventually, this all happened in the last hour. And my brother's wife,
Sid's wife,
Sid's mother-in-law,
mother-in-law.
She goes, "It's a snail. Come on, like the dragnet would be 20 centimeters."
Yeah.
And Brad, who's in another room, he's upstairs on the roof looking for the snail.
He's 100 meters away.
Sure?
He's a public servant. Yeah, he's the fastest he's moved in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And Anne's right. They've gone back. And it's directly under the bench, about 14 centimetres from the tub.
Okay.
So everything's okay. They found the snail. Yeah, there you go.
I'm very interested to know what they are proving.
Yeah, what are you proving?
Snail dirt and a stick.
What is that? What could you possibly be proving? It's a geography project.
Mm.
What does that even mean?
I wonder if it's anything to do with the 7 new planets.
Look where the snail
is. Oh, the snail's just crawled. It's crawled under that.
It's under the bench.
Under the
bench.
And
the snail's gone. I've only got a fool, Brad. And he nearly did.
He nearly got away. Yeah,
Ash, Kip and Lassie. Nova, he is the Brits. He went to a preview. So grab your chock tops, because this is his review.
7:48, so what have you seen, Mitch?
Trainspotting, T2. You guys old school Trainspotting fans?
Oh, mate, great film.
It
the original
fantastic.
Trainspotting.
You know when I watched this for the first time ever? 12 hours before I watched this film.
Oh, did it scare you?
I watched it early last week.
Did the first one scare you?
It was just such a weirdly...
Well, not like scary film scare, but just like, whoa, I want to stay away from all those.
It really is. Yeah. It's not one of these movies that glorifies
awesome
that
film.
Sort of light. It is it is a fantastic film. Yeah, like it's an R-rated movie about hardcore drug addiction and is exactly that. So if you haven't seen it, absolutely worth checking out. And this film, T2, it was a weird 12 hours of my life that I bookended with these two films. Like it was a really weird, depressing, sad part of my life. But... in such a really good way. And I think even though I haven't got that nostalgic love for the first one that you might, I love this second film. And I
really?
Think it's actually, while it's not a perfect film per se, it's a perfect sequel. Like it just, it's enough of the first film that as much as it needs to be because, you know, we've seen...
How many years are there between the two
21.
Films?
Come out in 1996.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember. I was four at the time. Yeah, that'd be right. Yeah.
We got the full cast back. Danny Boyle, the director who did the first one, he came back as well. I actually spoke to him last week. One of the more nervous, I reckon, I've ever been speaking to doing an interview.
Really?
Because he's an Oscar-winning director. He won the Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire a couple of years ago. That's right. So I talked to him, and this is when I asked him about just the massive weight and why they actually did what they did.
We started thinking about it 10 years ago when Irving Welsh published this porno book. But we tried an adaptation of the book and it wasn't very good. It didn't feel like it was worthy of a sequel to something that was very cherished. Mm. It was only when the 20-year anniversary loomed on the horizon that we thought, wow, this will be our last chance. And we got together in Edinburgh, me and the writers and couple of the producers, and we just talked for a week, and what emerged was this much more personal script about them over time, you know, what had happened to them in the meantime. And the 20-year period was crucial, I think, both in terms of how acute it made the reunion, you know, it felt like a massive canyon had grown between them all. And also the fact that the actors were older looking. And that gave us a reason to make the film, which in a way was nothing to do with the first film. It had its own reason d'etre, you know, its own reason to be.
Yeah, it does really, it does separate itself from the first movie, but at the same time...
Do you have to see the first, do you think? Because there'll be a lot of people that haven't.
I think you do. I think you just do. To get okay. the... Because they sort of, it really picks up 20 years on. Like, it feels so natural that it's picking up this far after. And if you know the first film, you sort of know how that ended. And it's all about Ewan McGregor's character going back to his hometown and reconnecting with the other characters.
Yeah,
and
right.
facing the consequences for what happened at the end of the first film. And I know that we've had
and,
sequels...
And is it a big reunion, is it?
Yeah, it's not so peachy, but
all
yeah,
these mates
yeah.
go, "Hey, you're in Star Wars.
Yeah, that's you, right. You really punched on really well. So anyway,
Obi-Wan, who would have thought?
The best part about a bad thing. And now it came out yesterday. I've got some prize packs to give away if you are a fan of Trainspotting. Give us a call 13 24 10 right now.
Cool.
Some in season passes because this is a bit old school. We're going vinyl soundtracks and some t-shirts. T2 Trainspotting came out yesterday. Four very strong Lincolns.
Wow.
I absolutely love this. And I think if you're an old school fan of Trainspotting, you will love this movie. It is. Like it's a brilliant film. Ash, Kip and
Lutzy. You guys know Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. I'd say one of the funniest men in the world.
Yeah.
Jermaine Clement. Some of the movies he's done from What Happens in the Shadows, the vampire one, remember? And what else has he been in? He's been in a heap of...
Is he the one who called you a...
No, that was Rhys Darby. Jermaine, he's been... he's one of my comedic heroes. Anyway, he's...
He's got one big glasses, big thick
big
glasses.
Yes. So he's on... He's on Twitter like the rest of the world. And I don't know if you caught it, but Ivanka Trump in the last... overnight, in fact.
Is Ivanka the daughter or the wife?
She's the daughter.
So yeah, Ivana is the wife.
She looks very similar to the wife, but she's the daughter of the president of the US.
Yeah, Ivana's the ex-wife, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is Ivanka, the daughter of Donald Trump. She's overnight taken her daughter, so Donald's granddaughter, Arabella, to the Supreme Court to, you know, to sort of brighten a five-year-old's eyes and sort of trying to teach her about, you know, things happening. And she's posted on her Twitter overnight. Arabella, this is the five-year-old, and so this is Ivanka, the mum talking.
Hang on, before you get on, took a five-year-old to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
What, for fun?
Mm. Well, this is what she wrote. Arabella and me at the Supreme Court today. I'm grateful for the opportunity to teach her about the judicial system in our country firsthand.
God.
And Jermaine Clement has replied,
"Yeah,
maybe simplify it and explain it to your dad."
Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Hey, just a question about the cricketer. There was the Australian bloke that had to leave.
Matty Renshaw.
Renshaw had to leave the pitch.
Is he a Brizzy boy? He's only 20.
Yeah. IBS attack.
Yeah, he got all the signals that he needed to go ASAP.
Yep.
And are you not allowed in cricket? There's no way you can go. Excuse, can we have a time out? I need to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's what happened, wasn't it?
Was he allowed back on? Or did
he came back on. He went off retired hurt.
Okay.
And I think someone was giving it to him, like saying you can't do that. But what is the alternative?
Yeah, I mean you're
like
in white pants.
He was in white pants.
Yeah.
He was literally busting to go to the toilet.
He's in India, so you'd imagine that he's eaten something that's in a hurry.
It wasn't going to be pretty.
That's right. He's in India. They have different sort of cultures there where stuff like that, and you do see that from time to time.
And I don't know who it was, but I think it was like a former player, the sort of, questioning, getting weak back in my day. Well, I don't remember anyone back in anybody's day.
What were you supposed to
that
do?
That had that going on in the middle of the pitch.
Walk out a square leg and just drop your strides. I mean, what is appropriate?
Mind you,
nothing appropriate.
Mind you, if he had have done it on the wicket that I saw day one of the test match, anything that he would have done to that would have been an improvement to the wicket.
Some holes in the pitch, wasn't it?
Oh, he could have putted up that sinkhole.
It probably wasn't a bad idea. He should have done it.
A little bit sorry I brought it up.
There's always that helmet behind the wicketkeeper.
Oh.
Ash, Kip and Lassie.
Katy Perry's currently promoting her new song, which we've been playing. Going pretty good from all reports, right?
Yeah, I saw her. She performed last night. Was it last night?
At the Brits, a couple of nights ago.
The Brits. Yeah, okay.
Did you see a backup dancer fall off the stage?
Yeah, I saw it. He was dressed in a house. White house.
Well, that makes sense, because she's done an interview for the BBC, BBC One, which is obviously the big station over in London, London town. And she's in the studio doing it. And as she's doing it, and I've got to thank Nick, or at blah blah Nick on Twitter for highlighting this to me just moments ago. So as she's doing the interview, Ed Sheeran is walking past the studios outside, obviously doing a studio an interview in a different studio, and he's got his entourage out there, and he starts waving at Katy, and Katy sees him. Here's the audio.
Ed Sheeran's there. Look.
Oh, babes! Hi, babes! Thanks, babes, for keeping me off the number one spot. Thanks. Oh, you're so approachable. Oh, you're everybody's best friend. Oh, great.
Oh, God, he's coming in. Hi, Ed Sheeran.
How are you?
Morning, Ed. How are you? How are you, Ed?
Can I say, this is why I love it. First time I ever met Katie, I played a gig in Toronto. And I was sweating so bad. And then I saw Katie's side of the stage, and I was like, oh, God, Katy Perry's here. This is really embarrassing. I'm really sweaty.
Hot.
And I walked up to her, and I was like, hi. And she was like, I would hug you, but ew.
I
was so sweaty.
Your DNA, now that you're Ed Sheeran, it's like, put your on me. Like all of it. Sorry.
She's a bit of a character, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. There you go.
That's pretty cool, just having those two rocking around the hallway.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. I love how she admits that she's just, like, you're famous, so it's cool now. Yeah. But if you were ordinary, I wouldn't go anywhere near you.
Yeah. Now get that sweat on me. Yeah.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Question time is up on the Ash, Kip and Lutzy Facebook page, by the way.
I saw it, actually. It's quite good this week.
Featuring Susie. Susie hung
not
around
for everyone.
It. No. Not for everyone, no, but you can check it out. And all requests on the Ash, Kip and Lutzy Facebook page as well for the last half hour of the show. I've got to get away pretty soon after show today, because we're meeting with the church just to sort of talk about, dates and things like that, I guess. I don't know what we're actually doing. I know we've got a meeting with the church.
And you get married in a church?
Yep.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm turning up to it.
And yes, I mean, what do you need as far as microphones and stuff like
that? Yeah. They've been really good. They've been really cruisy, but which is fine because Amber and I are cruisy, but I feel like they've been a bit too sort of relaxed about the booking process, because we keep calling up and going, hey, just want to make sure we're still good for this date. And
no, that should be fine.
They go.
That should be cool.
What date is it?
Yeah. Well, we told you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. We keep asking what it is.
What date is it?
Yeah, that's free.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's what we
know. I want you to write it down. And they'll go,
I told you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, or they do that thing where they go, we still good for it? And they go, yeah,
it should be.
They go really high at the end. Are you sure you're speaking
to the right bloke?
Well, this is the thing. They had a pastoral change, so the person left and there's a new one in. And I don't know if they've passed over the books.
They've got some caretaker there.
Someone else.
96 years of age and senile. They just let him sleep in the basement.
And they also said to us,
the phone first.
Watch this. I'll take a booking for a wedding.
Well, they also said to us, this week, they said, this is when we organised the meeting, they said, what else you got? Do you want to do the reception here? It's like 5 weeks away. No, we don't want to. No.
Where were they thinking you'd
do it? We got a two for one this month on
on receptions and weddings.
Yeah, we can't. No, we're not going to.
We've got plenty
that.
Of wine, a bit of bread. I mean, you know, yeah, you what should, else do you need?
You should be right. Ash, Kip, and Lutzy.